the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Well, good evening. Have you had a good afternoon? We're still 1-1, just in case you were wondering. I have turned my phone off, and I'm happy because I asked this morning that we would just get a draw. What I didn't say was the other part of my prayer, which is that Newcastle get beat, and they're getting beat. So we're all happy, or all will be well in the world. We've done a little movement today. Me and Si just went out. I kind of scouted around this morning to have a look at all these little, I don't know what you call them. What are these little plants? Yeah. Plant-type things. They tend to be plants. I looked around and I thought, one of them has to have shed a leaf. Like one, surely, somewhere. And I'm going to go around and I'm going to collect the little leaf from the bottom. And then I'm going to bring it in and I'm going to say, don't forget that this morning we were talking about make like a tree and leaf. You have to remember to leave the old stuff behind. Not one plant has dropped a leaf. In my house, they drop them all the time. But anyway, we decided we're going to have it across in the corner. So the illustration for this morning's talk is in the corner. Make like a tree and leaf. Leaf behind all the stuff you had before you started to follow Jesus. But I want to go on to the second part of the story of Abraham. And it takes us into chapter 12. So if you have your Bible with you, it's a passage about being a blessing. I read a little quote from Eric Morecambe a while ago. He was talking about how he tried to bless his wife. And he said, each morning I take my wife tea in my pajamas. And she never thanks me for it. One day I'll take it to her in a cup. What a beautiful thing. So we're going to be looking at blessings this evening and how God blesses us and maybe how we can bless others too. So we start off with Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. The Lord had said to Abraham, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. I'd like to spend just a few minutes unpacking this a little. As with this morning, it's amazing how many bits are in such a small reading. But I need some volunteers. I need 8 volunteers. And all I need you to do is sit. So I'm guessing by the looks of it, all of you are happy to do it. All I want to be able to do, I'm going to put this down for a second. I have a number of sheets of paper with the Bible verses that I want us to concentrate on. And if people could just sit in the order of those Bible verses across the front so that we can kind of see it as it unfolds. You don't have to do much, but every now and again, you might have to just raise up your little sheet. So if I could have 1 or 2 8 volunteers, that would be wonderful. Just start making your way to the front. And when we get to 8, I'll send some back. Are you ready? When you look at this passage, the first verse says, actually, the first verse is really key, because the first verse says, the Lord had said to Abraham. Do you notice the past tense? Like, he'd said this before. He said this when they were back in Ur. But now he's having to say to him again, like, leave the land that you've been living in. He said it when they were down in Ur. Now he's saying it to him again in Haran. Leave the land that you live in. And then he goes on and says, this is the promise I'm going to give you. So let's go from the beginning. So the beginning of that first one is, I will make you into a great nation. Second one, and I will bless you. Third one, I will make your name great. Fourth one, and you will be a blessing. Fifth one, I will bless those who bless you. And the difficult one, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And we finish with, all people on earth will be blessed through you. And we can see, thank you, Ian, we are Genesis 12, verses 2 to 3. Now, just taking those few verses, there are five things that God says, I will do for you, Abraham, in that passage. And they're really easy to find because they all begin with the words, I will. Okay, I will do this, I will do this, I will do this. What I'd like you to do just for the next few minutes is to try to find the five I wills and then try and think, how did Abraham hear those five things? I mean, he heard the words, but what did he understand by what God had said to him when he heard those first five I will statements? So I'll give you a couple of minutes. Don't just find them. Try and think, what did Abraham hear when he heard those statements? I'll give you a couple of minutes. Okay, how have we got on with the five I wills? What's the first one? I will what? I will make you into, bless you. I will, hang on, I should get you a tissue at the same time. I will make you into a great nation. How do you think Abraham hears that? If you were Abraham and God said, you know what, I'm going to make you into a great nation, what would you be thinking? Yeah, I still don't have any children. See, now, there has to come a day where you think that's not going to happen. My wife and I have no children. I don't remember the day that I woke up and thought, it's not going to happen. But over a period, you get to a point and you think, it's not going to happen. But it's not, for me, maybe not such a big deal. For Abraham, Abraham has been told that he will be a great nation. And he says, well, one would do. Like, it's all well and good to tell me you're going to solve all my problems, not by giving me a child, but by giving me many children. But he didn't have any. Do you know when Abraham dies, do you know how many children he does have? It's like one of those Trivial Pursuit questions, isn't it? It kind of doesn't matter too much, but the answer's eight. Because his wife, Sarah, she dies after she's had the son that we're going to talk about tomorrow. But we have Ishmael and Isaac. And then when she dies, he marries again a woman called Keturah, and he has another eight sons. Another six sons. He has eight sons in total. Just to ask around, how many of you have more than eight sons? It's a great nation. It's the beginning of a great nation, but man, he must really wonder whether God has this right, because you can't be a great nation until you've at least got one. And it's not looking likely because his wife's getting older and he's getting older. He must be worried. But then the second I will was what? I will bless you. Is that not the same thing? Like Abraham saying, I want a son. And God says, I'm going to give you loads of sons and I'm going to bless you. Yeah, well, that was the blessing I wanted in the first place. You just give me the son and I'll be blessed. And God says, no, I'm going to do both. I'm going to do more than you asked for. You asked for a son, I'm going to give you many sons. You asked for a son, I'm going to give you a blessing as well. I want to bless you, Abraham. I love you, Abraham, and I want well for you. Third I will is I will make your name great. I struggle with this one. I kind of like the humility of the Gospels that says it's not about you and it's not about your name. And it doesn't matter who you are. It matters who you stand with. And yet in Abraham's time, he's told that he will be given a great name. And hasn't he been given a great name? Because when you look back in history, so many people look back to those times of Abraham as the beginning of their faith. So actually, Abraham does have a great name. The next one isn't an I will, but a you will. So we'll skip that one and we'll go to the next I will, which is I will bless those who bless you. Don't you love that? I like the idea that if somebody is good to me, God will bless them. Doesn't that sound nice? But what about the second one? I will curse those who curse you. How do you hear that? I think I've heard that phrase a number of times. I've read this passage many, many times. But I'm trying to retrain myself so that instead of thinking of the fact that God is cursing, I am thinking that Abraham is not. Because it's not Abraham's job. I kind of struggle coming back to this area of the world. Some time ago, 2007, not that I hold grudges, but in 2007, I got an email from a man who lives in Cornwall. And I know his name and I know he lives just down the road. And the email I got from him had taken a rumor about me that wasn't true. So he wrote me an email and said, I have heard a rumor about you. I have decided that it's true. And I would just like to tell you that you are a disgrace to the Christian faith. I still struggle when I come back to Cornwall because I haven't met him again since. In fact, I don't think I've ever met him. He just sent me the email and we had a few conversations over the phone and I kind of put it to one side. And then this time when I came down yesterday, I was supposed to meet him and he didn't turn up. And I don't know whether I'm glad or not. Because you would think from 2007, you got to let it go eventually, don't you? You've eventually got to get to a point where you say, you know, if somebody's really horrible about me, I'm going to forget it because it's not my job. Whose job is it to worry about that? Well, apparently God's taken the job because God says to Abraham, whoever curses you, I will curse. Can I just stop there for a minute? Is it just me that's bitter? Is it just me that has people who say horrible things? Who say things about your work or say things about the way you are or say things that just aren't always true, aren't always pleasant, aren't always nice? If you have that little bit in you that says, I'm going to keep hold of it, that verse is for you. The verse that says, God says, whoever curses you, leave that to me. Maybe today you want to put that behind you. I'm trying. I rang this guy and said that we've moved forward. I will forgive you. And I said it and I still remember it. And it still keeps coming back. And sometimes things are a little hurtful, a little meaningful, a little upsetting. Isn't it hard to let them go? But isn't it interesting how God has said, I want to bless you, I want to bless you, I want to bless you, and I'll curse anybody who curses you, and I say, yeah, go get them. What should I be saying? Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the blessing. But in the end, sometimes the kind of bad stuff sometimes overtakes the good stuff. As we get towards the passage, it says, all peoples on earth will be blessed through you, just in these couple of verses, Genesis 12, 2 to 3. What about the What about the other one, though? You will be a blessing. See, now God wants to bless, but maybe you need to be a blessing. Maybe we'll come to that one just in a minute. But I just want to stop for a moment and give you a chance. Because God says, I want to bless, I want to bless, I want to bless, I want to bless, I want to bless. In fact, he has 5 I will blessings. So I want to give you a couple of minutes. And what I'd like to do is give you a chance to recall these. Because I'm not sure how often we go back to God and say, thank you for those things that you have done for me, the way that you have blessed me in the past. I read Genesis 1 again fairly recently, and in Genesis chapter 1 it says, God made the whole universe, the sun, the moon, and the stars for 2 reasons. And the 2 reasons he gives in Genesis are, number 1, for light, and number 2, in order that you may have a diary. Please, don't believe me, go read it tonight. Genesis chapter 1 says, I have made sure that I've put the sun, the moon, the stars in their orbits, not only that you may have light, but also that you may have the understanding of when a year has gone round. And the reason I want you to know that a year has gone around is so that you may praise me again for the things I did for you last year. Have you ever seen those science programs on TV that talk about how big the universe is? How impressive and how huge the universe is with all its complexity. And God says, yeah, yeah, I'll do that so that you can know when a year has gone around, in order that you may praise me again. Now, if he can be bothered to make millions upon millions upon millions of planets and stars, I think the least he deserves in return is for us to remember those amazing things he's done for us in the past. So if he says he's going to bless us, bless, 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 5 times, I'd like to see if in the next 2 minutes you can think of 5 different ways that God has blessed you already this year. 5 ways that God has blessed you already this year, and then I'm going to ask for brave volunteers to shout them out in a couple of minutes' time. But have a go. 5 ways that God has blessed you already this year. Okay, ladies and gents. I'm going to, let's see if we can get one from each table. Are you ready? If I point over here, can somebody give me a blessing that God has given one of us since the beginning of this year?
Strengthened relationships.
Ah, good. Strengthened relationships and friendships. Excellent. Are you a group? Let's have you as a group. Give me a blessing. Oh, new opportunities at work. Excellent.
Good health.
Good health. Nice. For most of us. Man, how did she break her ankle? I missed the... Oh. Mm. I was kind of hoping for a... I was watching the guys out there earlier on, and I was just thinking, I can't imagine many people from here going out there and going out on the surf, but you never know. Give me one. A blessing from this year, please. Ah, that's good. Peace in our land. You see, we look around and we see so many difficulties elsewhere, and we forget to say thank you for actually the fact that at the moment we continue to be blessed here. Next group. Oh, blessings. Just having a job is a real blessing. Next table. I think we need practice, don't we?
Family member coming through an operation, very difficult operation.
Excellent. A family member coming through an operation. It's one of those things that we really forget to appreciate over here. We know that when we go to hospitals, there's a good chance they'll solve the problem. What a blessing it is to have those here. Next table.
Down the beach, it was so lovely we were able to eat them Sunday.
Fantastic. Down the beach, it was so lovely. He was even able to sunbathe. I like that idea. I don't know where you were, but I was in Newquay, and I walked. I've only fairly recently started wearing glasses, and I realised what a problem it is when it rains. Like, I can't see a thing. And then I stop, and I don't know what to wipe them with. Anyway, I don't think I can wipe them with contact lenses, but I understand. I know. But that was good. Thank you. Next table, a blessing from this year. Ah, great. Opportunity to share the gospel with children in a school. In fact, opportunity to share the gospel. That's good news, right? Next table. We've got two more. Give me a blessing from this year. Oh, I missed that, but I'll go with it. Getting your car. Oh, what a blessing it is. The stuff we can do. I wonder what Paul would have done in the old missionary journey days. Given a car. It's not until you stop and think, is it, that you realize that these things can all be a real huge blessing. This table, and then I'll come back to you. Excellent. Answers to prayer, even already at the start of this new year. Come on, table, don't let me down. We're nearly there. Oh, a good start to married life. I'm liking that. You know, it takes me back. When the world was black and white in 1999, when my wife and I got married, we came all the way to Falmouth for our honeymoon. And this is kind of the last time I've been across. I haven't been this far across since our honeymoon. So it kind of brings back wonderful memories of a beginning of a good married life. You see, we talked about relationships. We talk about people. We talk about the way that God has blessed us. But I heard a talk a long while ago by the guy who invented Walk Through the Bible, the ministry that I work for. His name is Bruce Wilkinson, and Bruce said, he dreamt up this story, and he said, I imagined one day there was a man called Bob who died, and when he died, he went to heaven, and when he got to heaven, Peter was there by the gates and said to him, come in, Bob, good and faithful servant, you've done well. In you come, I'm going to show you to your home. So he walked Bob towards his home and he pointed out all the things on the way to his home. And one of them was a cavernously big building. And Bob said, what's in there? And Peter said, you don't want to know. So he said, no, I do want to know. He said, honestly, you don't want to know. So he said, but it's got blessings written on the outside. And he said, yeah, it's through with blessings. Just let it go. All is well. You'll be happy in heaven. Let me keep taking you to your home. And Bob said, no, I really want to go and see what's inside this big building. So Peter said, well, okay, if you want to do that. So he went and he opened the door of the building. And when they went inside, it seemed even bigger. It was huge. And it was filled with box after box after box after box after box. And Bob said, what? What's in all the boxes? And Peter said, it's all those blessings that God longed to give his people, but they never asked for them. And Bob said, have I got a box? And Peter said, you don't want to know. He said, I want to find my box. So he went running down the aisles and he opened it up. He found the place, opened it up, and he looked inside and saw all those blessings that God longed to give him. And then he started opening up everybody else's and saying, I want theirs as well. Now, I like the idea that we can pray to God for blessings and maybe say to him, any chance I can have everybody else's as well, because nobody else seems to be asking for blessings. You see, I believe that God longs for us to go back to him and say, Lord, will you bless me? Bless me in the situation that I'm in order that I may do something that Abraham did. Well, what was Abraham's call? You will be a blessing. Look around the room. Look at those people who are sat on your table. Every single person who sat on your table is waiting for you to bless them. You can ask God for the ability to bless each and every person who is in this room. God knows where their hearts ache. God knows what he longs to give them, and often he longs to give it through his people. One of the biggest bonuses of being able to bless people is you have to spend time with God to find out how to bless people effectively. You can't just go up to them and say, I want to bless you, but I don't know what with. But to go to the Heavenly Father and say to him, I know this person is hurting. Help me to understand what you want me to do with them. If they're lonely, do I need to spend time with them? If they're short of resource, do I need to resource them? If they need my time, do I need to give that? Lord, help me to understand how to bless these people. I want us just to spend a couple of minutes. Could you just close your eyes and bow your heads just for a moment? And think of those people to your left and to your right and opposite you. And ask God to really move within your heart over the next day, over the next week, even over the next weekend. Pray for those people in front of you and to your left and to your right. And ask God to bless you with an understanding of how you may bless them. Father, we long to help our brothers and sisters, but we don't always know how to do that. Father, we just come before you now and we ask that you will give us a sense of urgency, give us a sense of importance for the family and friends around us. Give us a blessing that we may bless others too. Father, help us to spend more time in your presence listening to what it is you call us to do within our local church and within our local community and how we may bless those people too. So, Father, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. But don't miss the last line. The last line says, all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Abraham, all people on earth will be blessed through you. How are all people being blessed through Abraham? You know the answer already, right? Through the generations, there is a son who has a son who has a son who has a son who has a son. It continues on and it continues on, and God blesses Abraham through his line. We have Jesus himself. And we see that he is the ultimate blessing. Sometimes I find myself thinking, God, I know you want to use me to bless other people, but that's going to take my time and that's going to take my hassle. And it means that it's going to make me feel bad if I don't do it. Maybe we need to just spin that round today and say, I haven't. Opportunity that I may choose to take, but actually the one who really does the blessing is Jesus himself. I get a chance to work alongside Jesus, even just for a moment, being a tiny blessing in a tiny place at a tiny time, but just to be a co-worker with Jesus is the calling that has been there since the time of Abraham. This morning, we looked at leaving our life as it was and continuing that journey on. This evening, we've looked at blessings, remembering and recalling God's blessings to us, but also with us being blessings to others. Whichever one of those things hits home to you most, can I suggest you just take one step at a time. Think to yourself, which of those four things is it? Is it, do I need to leave my old life behind? Is that the thing that God is calling me to do today? Have I settled in a Haran instead of a Canaan? Is that what God is calling me today? Have I forgotten to remember and recall those blessings that God has given me? Is that what God is calling me to do today? Or is being a blessing to those around us the thing that God is calling me to do today? Whichever of those four things it is, can I ask you to commit that to your memory this evening? And to take a step this evening. Doesn't matter where you were, whether you were in Ur or whether you were in Haran, one step means you're on that journey. One step in one of those areas moves us forward and gives God an opportunity to bless us as we bless others.